With your ag news, I'm Farm & Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. The Senate Sunday passed the Inflation Reduction Act. We'll have details, but first a word from our sponsor.
Do you remember back to the days when business was conducted at the coffee shop? The details were written on a napkin and the deal was concluded by a handshake. If you were the supplier, you probably filled out the check and the amount, and if the guy really trusted you, you filled in the check register. The check might even have been a counter check. Now you can do it on our iPad or phone, or get confirmation that the transaction was concluded by clicking the right button on your email program. Memories. Need seed. Think proceed.
The Senate Sunday passed the Inflation Reduction Act, but not before adopting an amendment that could jeopardize extension of a key tax break for family farmers. The amendment by Virginia Democrat Mark Warner killed a further cap on a sales tax break that helps wealthier urban areas and replaced it with one used to pay for small pass-through businesses, including most family farms that file as individuals.
My amendment would simply strike the offset in the previous amendment, known as the state and local tax deduction, and replace it with a two-year extension of a so-called loss limitation policy that has bipartisan support over many years. $52 billion, which more than offsets the $35 billion that were taken from the previous amendment.
The Senate, with the vice president breaking a tie, adopted the amendment, upending one by South Dakota's John Thune that passed on a bipartisan vote. Thune argued that Warner was taking away the pay-for needed to extend the tax break for passing through businesses when it expires in 2026.
That very offset is how we're going to pay for extending the 199A deduction for pass-through businesses in this country. So if you want to rob it and use it here, it's not going to be available when it comes time to help out those small businesses, all of whom you represent, pass-through businesses across this country.
Thune originally tried to cushion the impact of the minimum tax on big corporations, arguing it could be extended to smaller partnerships if their unrelated firms had total income hitting a $1 billion threshold. With a look at your top ag news headlines from across the region, I'm Farm & Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. And be sure to subscribe to the Growing Harvest Ag Network podcast, available on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts.